Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That was a bad weekend. Bad. Even included the Penn State loss. Guess no one had a worse weekend than Mark Sanchez. Holy mackerel, he might lose his job.
Imagine that getting stabbed. And got
stabbed. Yeah. Stabbed and arrested?
Yeah.
Stabbed and arrested.
That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah,
kind of like a hat trick.
And apparently there's video. It's not out yet, but the cops must really have something on him to arrest him. That video
in a hospital bed?
Must show stuff.
Critical condition when he first got there is what they
said. It's not good.
No.
Not good. All right. Let's talk about a key moment from the Phils game, because these moments are going to pop up in the playoffs. And this one was an outgrowth of the way the relievers were being used. And I mean relievers on the other team. So there was a key sequence late. I actually forget it was the 8th or 9th, because now it's been 2 days. But when Sosa got the at-bat, that was the 8th inning, right?
I think that was the 8th.
So Rob Thompson really had three choices. Because the Dodgers bring in a lefty reliever. His choices were Sosa, Weston Wilson, or Otto Kemp. I thought he made the right choice in going to Sosa. Did you feel that, John?
Yes, absolutely. I felt good about that.
You with that, James?
I was fine with it. Like, I didn't... Honestly, through the three, like, Wilson crushes lefties. He's really good against them. Otto's good against lefties, too. But Edmundo's been your most experienced guy. He's been here the longest. He's been in the playoffs. So I don't think I would have been too upset in any way. I would have trusted the decision there.
Yeah, yeah. My first thought was Weston Wilson. Then the guy behind me was like, what about Sosa? Because I think Sosa's normally more of an infield thing. You know, you had to get an outfielder. And I'm like, you know what? So this is all, as it was all going down, I'm like, actually, you're right. I'm like, it should be Sosa. And then it turned out it was Sosa. I think it was the right call. Look, he put a drive into it. Ball wasn't carrying very much. Who else hit one pretty deep? Bader.
Schwarber. And Schwarber first at bat went to the warning track.
And Schwarber.
And Bader, I thought that the sack fly, I thought that was gone.
I thought it was in the building.
I had a great view, too.
Bears did.
Yeah.
Just Teoscar's, though. I mean, the ball really wasn't carrying. I'm with
it
you.
It wasn't.
I did not expect Teoscar's to get out like.
Well, especially because it was later in the game and these other balls hadn't carried. And I'm like, well, that's not going to get out. Yeah.
I don't know.
It really did, too. Unnaturally.
Yeah, it kept going. Yeah.
Well, he must have really cracked it. I mean, he, you know.
The trajectory. Yeah. That was a, yeah.
So game two tonight, 6:08 tonight for game two. One thing to tell you, I don't know if you've thought of this. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm just lying there and trying to think of things.
I don't know if I slept all weekend.
Yeah. So I figured this out off the top of my head, but looked it up to confirm it. The Phillies have only come back to win a series that they trailed in two times in their entire history.
And they've never come back after losing the first game of a series.
Well, then there you go. Yeah. So they've played 30 series. They are 15-15 in their history in the postseason. This is the 31st series. They've lost 15 times. They've never, ever come back after trailing. Excuse me, they've only come back twice after trailing. It was 80 versus the Astros and 93 versus the Braves. They were down 2-1 in both
series.
And then
series. They won the game one in both of those.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
So only two times it's ever happened. And, you know, you do feel a little... like as a Phillies fan, knowing those series, I lived through 93. I was too young for 80, but there's a little some, there's a little extra admiration, I'll say, you have as a fan when your team comes back and wins. So we hope this team can do it. It's scary. We know the basic math. They got to win 3 out of 4. And, you know, their backs are against the wall. They're not 1,000% on the wall, but it's freaking close.
Well, tonight, close. I mean, we all know it's not technically must win, but it's must win. Like, tonight is, in some ways, potentially, especially at home with the 4-5, they've lost. They're 2-8 in their last 10 playoff games, this group. Like, this is is like a potentially legacy-defining type of night, depending on if they can win and keep going.
2-8 in their last...
2-8 in their last 10 postseason games.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, because they lost three of the last 4 to the Diamondbacks. They lost 3 of 4 to the Mets, and they've they lost yesterday or whatever.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible. All right, and you know, one other thing just to throw out there, because we did talk about this through the season. If they had a first round... Well, that's technically the second round, but if they had a first series exit... Would Rob Thompson get canned? Now I don't know the answer to that, but I know this. He might.
It's on the table.
I said it wasn't, and I think I'm wrong. Remember when we did that? No, for real. When we did that show, I said there's not like I was I think I'm wrong about that.
And
I'm
that
not
was saying late, it's late September we discussed that.
I was like, no, you know what? It doesn't matter what happens in the playoffs. Like I could be wrong.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Topper said about Harrison Bader. Coming up shortly here, Drew in Westchester right now, both the Eagles and Phillies squarely on the table. Good morning, Drew.
Hi, folks. Yeah, obviously, you know, I haven't slept either. I'm not in the mood for, you know, jokey stuff, but I'll just say real quick. It was nice. Very nice seeing you at Chickies on Saturday. At that point, the weekend was still fun before it turned out.
Not gone very straight not to fun. Hell.
Yeah. Well, better put than I could. Let me start with the Eagles, and then I'll go to the Phils.
Sure.
I'm not in the mood to blame the refs this morning. I just think we have to be honest with ourselves. If we want P.I. on that Goddard call, then we need to go back to Super Bowl 52 and give the pass an untimed down from the one-yard line because we grabbed every receiver.
Dude, if you don't think think Rob Gronkowski wasn't committing pass interference on his way down the field, then you didn't freaking see the play. It could have gone both ways, Drew.
That's the last play.
You're talking about the Goddard one before, not the Hail Mary.
Hail Mary has a different set of rules altogether.
It really does. It really does. It technically doesn't, but it does.
We're coached that way.
Yeah.
We were coached that way.
Yeah.
We were coached to interfere on a Hail Mary every time, the offense and the defense. Well, actually, I don't know what the defense
I don't know
is
that
coached.
I've ever seen pass interference called on a Hail Mary.
I haven't.
Right? I never have.
I have not ever seen it.
You know,
could have called it on A.J. Brown on Devontae.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I want it.
But Drew, the Goddard play was a regular football play, and it should have been deemed pass interference. Now, I agree with your first statement you made. As an Eagles fan, I'm not in the mood to dwell on it too much either, because I think the Eagles shot themselves in the foot 37 different ways and are primarily to blame for losing this game. But it clearly should have been a pass interference, and the Eagles could have had the ball at the 3.
Yeah, I guess I just feel like typically in the final minute, it's really rare you're going to get that call. Like you're up 17-3, you got to close it. I'll move on to the Phils. So I guess Joe, like you, I wanted Ranger to start Game 2 so he would be available to start Game 5, just given his experience. Now you keep mentioning his health, and obviously, you know, that's one thing we don't know. But to my knowledge, it was messaged to us from the team that the reason he was starting Game 3 was so he could potentially be available out of the bullpen in Game 1. So these are, let's say, look, I'm not trying to manifest this, but let's say, you know, Lizardo isn't good tonight or in Game 5, and then Ranger's good in Game 3. Like, these are the types of series of decisions that can cost Topper his job. Like,
the
most important job this time of year is, it's not about keeping guys happy. It's not about messaging. It's how to deploy the pitchers. And he has made this a lot harder on himself than I think it needed to be.
Look, Drew, I agree. Yeah. Look, the one question we just don't know, while they talked about Ranger's availability for Saturday, we don't know that he truly was.
To your point, you made the decoy point. That's absolutely possible. Like, you, to the Nick Sirianni thing, you want the other team to have to prepare for any situation you could throw at them.
Yeah, I just don't know, Drew, if he was really available or not. I just don't know.
Yeah, I guess I just worry if he's truly not healthy or 2 days going to make a big difference. Where to me, if he's not healthy, we're in, you know, big trouble in this series.
I agree. All right, sure. Look, good call. I mean, I agree with you 1,000,000%. Let's get to Joe in Mayfair. Joseph, good morning.
Well, it is not a good morning here in Philadelphia. Yeah. But I'll start with the Eagles first. You let a tired Broncos team hang around for three quarters because too many...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hands are in the cookie jar when it comes to the offense. Not Jalen's offense. It's not AJ's offense. It's not Saquon's offense. It's not the OC's offense.
You're right. It's Sirianni.
It's Sirianni yep. Should be dictating to everybody what the game plan is. Shut your mouth, go freaking execute it, and stop whining like little babies out there. There's too much talk about this every single week. The other team pretty much knows what we're running. That's a problem. Whether you try to execute it or not, can't execute something if somebody else is dictating because they know it's coming. There is no, oh my gosh, they ran this play. I'm shocked. I was not expecting that when you're watching an Eagles offensive game. And it's very predictable. You're at home and you let a team hang around. I don't blame anybody else but that coaching staff yesterday, 1,000%. And I don't care if you have a Thursday game. Yes, the offensive line's banged up. You can pitch the ball to Barkley a couple times. You can throw a couple swing passes to Barkley. You can have him in motion and Jalen pitches him the ball as a forward pass to get him the ball in his hands more than he touched the ball yesterday. That's just
well. Also, Joe, they still
insane.
I'm with you on so much of that, and they still just don't put Jalen under center much, and it reduces the playbook dramatically.
Correct.
I think that has a lot more to do with
center,
Cam Jurgens.
Run the ball.
With who, Ray?
Cam Jurgens, because he's still injured. I think he's not playing healthy.
I don't know. I just tend to think that Jalen's just not as comfortable under center, and that's why they run the play action stuff that's the right
because
and decide.
And I've said this, I'll say this all the time. They only do what he can do. He is too small to be under center to see that middle part of the field between the hash marks. So if you play action, it's hard. 20, 25 yards and further, yes, he can see. But that middle part of the field, he's not seeing over those offensive lines.
Well, it has been a factor. I don't know if that would be a factor in not having him under center. I do think it's a factor.
Sure, you're
not
5 yards back already, Joe.
Maybe.
You're already 5 yards back in elevating. So let's get to the elephant in the room in the Phillies. It's the same thing I've been telling you guys for 2 months. They try to play hero ball. Everything was a big swing. Again, big swings. You got Ohtani throwing 88 cutters and sweepers and 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. What is your job is to just get contact on the ball. Get the ball, get the head of the bat through the strike zone as quickly as possible, not these big gaping swings, and you're swinging for hero ball. And the Phillies scored in one inning. Again, these bats continue, these players continue to not just put the ball in play. They struck out 12 times. And there's no such thing as moving the runners, causing havoc when you're up 3-0 and you put your foot on the throat on that team, they go up 4-5-0.
Well, yeah, the offense shut down for 4 innings. I mean, 1,000%. It shut down for like 6 or 7 innings, but I mean, under Ohtani.
Yeah, really only threatened 2 innings. They scored in the one, yep. And then it was the Sosa thing, right. And that was pretty much it.
Right, right, right.
And the only thing I'm going to complain about Topper is you have to win game 1. I'm not putting David Robertson, who's 40, who did not do great last time in a Phillies uniform, and I'm not letting Matt Strom face Mookie Betts and Hernandez, two right-handed hitters, back-to-back in that inning. He managed the bullpen tremendously wrong. Say what you want about Kirkering. I trust Kirkering in that spot than I do with David Robertson and Strom. I'm sorry. And you got Nola, who's not starting game 1 or 2, who's been through these wars before. You can't get him an inning or two. I trust him more than those Strom.
So I Robertson. Think it's revisionist history on that one, Joe.
And
I do.
You also got Suarez, too, who I trust him with even a hurt leg more than Strom and Robertson. That's to me, coaching scare. I want to put the Dodgers behind the eight ball. I need this win. And Topper coach that game. And we have to get this monkey off our back. We got to get a win in this game. I don't care what we got to do to get a W. We're getting a W. And if he keeps coaching this nonchalant, everything's okay, they're never going to win.
All right, Joe.
It really is.
I got you, bud. I know you're frustrated. We all are. I don't agree with all those points. I mean, I think it's massive revisionist history to say I'd prefer Kirkland instead of Robertson. Massive. But, you know, Kirkland did pitch well in the 8th. Let's get to this issue. Let's say there's a scenario. Forget how they got there. I don't care how they got there. Starting pitcher pitched freaking 2 innings. Starting pitcher pitched 6 innings, whatever. Let's say it's the 7th inning tonight. And it's time for a right-handed reliever. And you're not at Duran yet. And your options are Robertson, Kirkring, Nola, Walker Buehler. Rhea, who you choosing?
All right, so Robertson, Kirkring, Walker, Buehler.
And Nola. Seventh
and
inning.
Taiwan, technically.
And Taiwan. But, you know, you're not going to choose Taiwan.
No. But, thank you.
But the other four are to be considered.
What's the situation in the game?
7th inning. It's time for a righty. You got Robertson available. You got Kirkring available. You got Nola available. You got Walker Buehler available. Who are you going to?
Are we trailing?
Tie game.
Oof.
It's not an easy call.
No, it's not. I probably would go to Robertson.
So I think I would too, James.
I would go to Robertson. I just wouldn't bring him back out the next inning.
Yeah, okay.
That's
exactly.
That's the key. That's the key. Yeah, Robertson, clean it up and figure it out, and then someone else is out there the next inning. I don't trust him at his age to just keep up and down and up and down.
Well, something that was concerning, I mean, not much concerning for me, but we did take notice of it and we discussed it last week. The very end of the year, he didn't finish as strong of the regular season. Like, his ERA got above 4. You know, he was outstanding for the first month or whatever.
Guys. He was walking, guys. My biggest fear, because when he was first here, he would walk the first batter. I mean, like clockwork, it felt like.
I don't remember.
And then
that.
Watching him on other teams after he left, that was, he did away with that. He was, wow, this guy really does seem like the veteran pitcher he is. And when he got back this year, that was the beauty of the way he was pitching. He was so precise, and he wasn't walking guys, and he was putting the ball where he wanted to. That changed recently.
Yeah. Yeah,
at the end of the season,
he didn't finish strong.
Is he fatigued?
Well, what you don't want to have is a Kimbrel situation. You don't want to have an old guy that's like hitting a wall.
Exactly.
And it is possible that is implied.
Yeah, of course.
We can't have our head in the sand. That might be going on. It's also a pitcher. Like Kimbrough's had an incredible career. I mean, Robertson has an ERA of 3 for 17 seasons. That is almost impossible. So, yes, I trust him more than Kirkring, but I'll say this. The leash is going to get real short immediately. I mean, that one really hurt
the urgency better be there for Thompson. I don't want to hear that, you know,
no
we're saving this guy for, you know, a game that might not happen.
All right, let's get to the Bader situation. Let's start with an update from Rob Thompson yesterday on Harrison Bader. Remember, it was not a hamstring. It was actually a groin. Here was Rob Thompson with his press conference yesterday, an update on Bader.
No major tear or strain. He's going to come in this afternoon and get some treatment, and we'll know more tomorrow.
He sounded really confident, I guess, last night that he would be able to come back.
Yeah, I think... and again, we'll know more tomorrow, but I think after the game, they stretched him out. They got him moving around a little bit, and I think he felt a lot better after that. So, yeah, we'll know whether he's available to start or at least to pinch hit. We'll know more tomorrow.
Now, that was Rob Thompson yesterday. Now, let's play this out a step further. Hopefully he can play, start, and be good to go. But there's obviously a chance he won't. There's a chance. So let's get to what Rob Thompson said. This goes back to Saturday night after the game. If Bader can't play, so remember, he's got less information at this point because he doesn't have that testing result from yesterday at this point. But Saturday, he was asked if Bader can't play. And remember, Blake Snell is a left-handed pitcher. He's the Game 2 starter tonight for the Dodgers. Here's what Topper said Saturday night.
What options do you have if he's out? Is it Marsh in center? Do you trust Kepler in center? I know you've been out there for an inning tonight, but...
Yeah, it's probably Marsh in center, but I do trust Kep out there, too.
So, let me just tell you this, guys. The outfield gets really bad really quick if Bader doesn't play. Because here's what there's two guys you know are going to start. Marsh is going to start because he's been playing well lately.
Yeah, he's second.
And even though he's a left-handed hitter against a tough lefty, like, he's going to start.
And he's just a much better, even if he's not a great center fielder, he's a much better option than anyone else on the roster.
So Marsh is Bader going to start. The other, I think, guaranteed starter is Castellanos. He's a right-handed stick against a left-handed pitcher. He's going to start. But then the question is, then who? And your options are Kepler is a lefty against a lefty. That's not good. Kemp, who's not particularly good. Weston Wilson probably would get the start. Or Sosa. Seltzer, who gets the start?
I think it's probably Weston Wilson. I agree with you. I think it's Kemp over Sosa. I don't think they're going to put Sosa in left field. That, you know, they tried it. It didn't really work. You know, I think it'll be Wilson or Kemp, and I would guess Wilson.
I would guess Weston Wilson also.
And look, I think that player plays no matter what. I think Marsh is only playing if Bader's out. Like, I don't think they start Marsh in left field. You know what I mean? I think if Bader can play the outfield, it'd be Castellanos, Bader, and either Wilson or Kemp.
But you agree Marsh definitely starts if
Oh, I think Marsh is a lock in center field if Bader can't play. I don't think you consider Kepler in that spot.
Anyway, it's you know, we know what it's been like the last couple of years when they don't have a good outfield, and you see the effect one injury can make it look like a really not good outfield quickly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.